You have,
I'm speaking. Yeah. This is recording everything I say. This. Everything I say, it's being recorded.
It's being recorded there.
Yeah.
Everything that you are right now saying.
Everything I'm right now saying.
Okay, be careful.
Be careful. Be
careful. And how long have you been here?
How old am I?
No, how long have you been working here? You don't have to tell me your age.
How long have I been here? How long has it been? Since June. 2012.
Would you like it?
Very much.
What do you like most about it?
You're being interviewed.
Yeah. It's okay.
Everything in the children.
Yeah.
They are my future. I was the lucky ones. And there is somebody else who is now doing the cooking, even right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did you meet Ashley?
Sorry?
How did we meet Ashley?
Through media.
Through one of his friends. From her church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I knew the daughter of the woman who introduced us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes the kids to school. Us. She walks the kids to school as well. And you collect them from school.
Mm-hmm.
Why are...
Their homework.
Why do you think places like this are important? Why is this mission important?
Why is it important?
Venta!
I'm asking hard questions.
Venta, they're not asking me, they're asking you.
Mm.
You're shy. Just take your time.
I might quote you when I write about it. So it's important for people, I guess, in the West who might be reading this to know why.
So people can fully understand. Fully understand what's happening in Kenya. Luke.
Okay.
So people from the West, we don't really have children's homes to the same extent. So people can't really understand because some of the problems.
Being with the children's home is important. Why is it important? Because these kids are the future of the tomorrow. They are going to help the Kenya tomorrow. Because those who are there right now are already finished. Even ourselves. And we love them because they are our kids. Mm. Children that we just take from the streets. We just meet them. Because
mm-hmm.
you can meet the kids are just collecting bottles of water
mm-hmm.
by the streets. Collecting bottles of water and that is their life.
Mm-hmm.
So such children, if we meet them, we just take them to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some of the children, those who are abandoned, like this one, like Bibi Malaika was abandoned. So she was abandoned somewhere by the gate, and then somebody found her and took her. And so we are here now with her. And we have very many different kinds of the children. Because...
Venti, you're doing good.
Am I doing good?
You're doing very good, yeah.
Yes, that is what we are doing here. And we have some of the children, they just have their homes, but they are poor. They have no way to how they can stay in their homes. So they look for somewhere to get shelter. So if they can come and talk with Ashley and ask her that we don't have shelter, and we are blah blah, and then Ashin, once Ashin agrees, she takes them.